Let me ask you something. What if people already decided who you are? Not in a single moment and not because of one thing you said or did, but over time. Over how they've experienced you in different situations. The way you handled something when it mattered. Possibly the way you responded when it didn't go your way. Or even the things that you chose to address and the things that you let pass without much attention. What if all that has already settled into something that feels complete enough to that other person that they don't think to question it anymore? This is Echoes from the Peak. Most people move through their day assuming they're being understood as they go. You walk into a conversation believing there's still room to influence how you're seen. That what you say in that moment still has the ability to shape how someone understands you. To a certain extent, that's true. Especially early on when people are still trying to figure you out. But that stage, it does not last. At some point, people stop trying to understand you in real time. Why? Because they begin to rely on what they've already seen. They remembered how you handled things before, how you tend to respond when something becomes difficult, what you prioritize when there's pressure, and what seems to matter less based on what you've consistently moved past. From that, something begins to take shape. Now, this is not a deliberate decision on their part. I mean, they're not sitting down and forming a conclusion. This happens gradually through repetition until it becomes something that feels stable enough not to revisit. And from their perspective, they are no longer figuring you out. Because they believe they already have. Now, once that happens, the way people listen to you changes. They're no longer approaching each interaction as new information. Instead, they're filtering what you say through what they already think they know. And if something aligns with understanding, hey, it reinforces it. If something doesn't, it often gets interpreted in a way that still fits what they've already decided. And that process, it's not intentional. But it's how people make sense of consistency. If they had to reassess every person from scratch in every interaction, nothing would ever feel stable. So, instead, they build a working understanding that allows them to move forward without having to question it constantly. And look, most of the time, that probably works. But it also means that once that understanding settles, it becomes harder to shift than most people expect. Look, you can change how you show up. You can approach situations differently. And you can respond in ways that don't match what someone has seen before. But those changes do not land in neutral space. They land inside something that already exists. There's a point where observation turns into interpretation. Before that point, people are still forming their view of you. And there's room for variation. I mean, different situations can lead to different conclusions. You can surprise people because they haven't decided yet what to expect. After that point, the room starts to narrow. I mean, they're no longer asking who you are. They're working from the assumption that they already know. And from there, well, your behavior is often seen as confirmation rather than something new. Now, that doesn't mean that someone can't change their mind. It just means that they rarely do it quickly. Because changing their understanding of you requires them to revisit something they've already made sense of. Most people don't go back and question those conclusions unless there's a strong enough reason to make them. And without that reason, that existing version, it holds. Now, the part that's easy to miss is that you're living inside those interpretations all the time. They shape how people approach you before you've even said anything. They influence how much someone is willing to share, how direct they are with you, how much they trust your reaction to something that matters deeply to them. You might walk into a conversation thinking that it's wide open, while the other person is already adjusting what they say based on what they expect from you. That expectation did not come from this moment. It came from the pattern. And most of the time, you don't even see it happening. You're so focused on what's in front of you, on the conversation itself, on whatever needs to be handled. And meanwhile, the other person is responding not just to you, but to the version of you they've already formed. Now, if you could see that version clearly, it would probably change how you think about consistency. And not in a way that makes you perform or overcorrect, but more in a way that makes you more aware of what repetition actually creates. You would be able to notice that certain moments carry more weight than they seem to at the time. You would notice the way you handle something once might not matter much on its own, but the way you handle it repeatedly becomes something that people rely on. And you may notice that things that you thought were minor were not received that way. That what felt routine to you felt defining to someone else. And that gap between intention and experience is where most of this lives. Now, this becomes more pronounced the more responsibility that you carry. Because most people just don't respond to what you say. They anticipate it. I mean, think about it. They prepare for it. They adjust their own behavior based on what they believe that you are likely to do. And that belief shapes the environment before you even enter the situation. It affects how openly people speak, how much they're willing to challenge something, and how comfortable they feel bringing something forward that might not be easy to say. And all of that happening before you've had a chance to influence the moment directly. It's happening because of what they have already decided. I think that most people think about perception in terms of communication. They focus on what they say, how they explain things, and how clearly they present their intent. But perception is not built from explanation. It is built from repetition. What you consistently do becomes more meaningful than what you occasionally clarify. And once that repetition forms a pattern, it becomes something that others rely on without thinking much about it. Now look, sometimes it works in your favor. It does. But more often it limits how you're seen. But either way, it becomes part of the structure that you are operating inside. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If people already decided who you are, how much of what you do is being seen clearly? And how much of it is being interpreted through something that was formed long before this moment? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.